Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know we're a good team. It's going to come. It was a crappy month. The month's over. We have off day tomorrow. Ready to turn around for this next month. Winning a series over a good team like that is great. And I think it just shows the direction that I think we're all going.
That's Cade Povich, who last night... Were you impressed with his performance, Jeremy, last night?
Povich?
Yes. Two-thirds innings, three earned runs, three hits. He did give up the one home run in the first inning. After that, settled in a little bit.
It was a lot of nothing. A lot of pitches thrown. When you're facing a team like that, and the Yankees take so many pitches, and the one thing that Aaron Boone's been correct about is they are savages in that damn box. And what was it, up to one point where he only had the 1K, and you're looking at it going, well, damn. Throwing a lot of pitches tonight, so he got to that point, and I think Hyde did the right thing by pulling him. I mean, you had to at that point, I guess, like trying to preserve that and trying to stay in the game and keep the lead. But the Orioles found a way to make it interesting, but won the game. Felix Bautista, you know what? I think they lost on purpose 2 days ago because they knew they didn't have Bautista, and then they had him yesterday.
You thought so?
Yeah, right. I was talking to some people, and that's probably what happened. That's why they gave up so many runs.
It's so disgrace to give up a home run to Aaron Judge. He had 10 in April.
I think I just plunk him, like save my pitches.
Just walk him constantly.
Well, I mean, he's locked in. Like I was just who was it? I saw that some idiot, some famous person had the Barry Bonds stats from his 73 home run season tattooed on him, and I was looking at it going, it's not even his best season.
No, like, it's not.
The next year when he was locked in, and you're seeing that from Aaron Judge, because if Paul Goldschmidt keeps hitting and some of these other guys keep up what they're doing. Because this will keep going. As soon as those guys start to struggle, they're putting his ass on first base every time.
I heard Chipper Jones once say the greatest hitter he ever saw was Barry Bonds, because Barry would see one pitch a game.
That he could hit, and he'd hit
it. And he'd hit it. he'd see one pitch. It's almost like the other team said, okay, we'll give you one. If you can't hit that, then that's all you get. And he said he would see Barry he didn't understand how he would get pitched around so much. But still be locked in for that one pitch that you give him.
He still holds the record for most intentional walks in a season, right?
Yeah, career also.
I think he has to. Yeah.
Career too.
Good. Oh, my God. Yeah. Jesus. I'm just looking at his walks.
Buck Showalter walked the man with the bases loaded.
In 2004, the year that I'm talking about, that I said was his best year ever, he had 232 walks. 120 of them intentionally. And by the way, how many times was he...
Unintentionally walk.
Yeah, I'm using those air quotes, the unintentional walk.
You know he ain't efficient. Yeah. Did this series, Ed, give you some hope?
Yes, yeah, definitely. Look, I've never lost hope. I mean, it's been painful to watch for this last month. But again, it's only April. We've seen teams come back from, like, you know, terrible months or, you know, being struggling mid-season and coming back to go to... Didn't the Nationals do it a couple years ago?
When the Nats won the World Series.
Yeah. I'm saying, they were like... Terrible midseason.
People were saying they should be traders at the All-Star break and start moving pieces.
And fire Davey Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was me. I'm sorry. That's it. I always say you should fire Davey Martinez. Jeremy, look at it a little differently now that they won 2 out of 3 from the Yankees?
I mean, not for me. Like, I can't, if I'm not going to get too low when things are going bad, I can't get high when you just have, I mean, this is a cup of coffee. You won a series against.
Well, now you're not getting high.
Yeah. Now, no, that's later. I can't get too high now. I can get too high later. But no, like, in all honesty, this is baseball. This is the ebbs and flows of it. And winning series, because think about how everybody felt yesterday. If that was a football game on Sunday, you'd be going, God, man, they suck. We're never winning again. And that's how people are.
Well, people said that after the baseball game.
Yeah.
They suck. They're never winning again.
Well, that's why I said it was kind of silly, too. Like when they did win 2 out of 3 against Cleveland, people were going, hey, are we back? And we're kind of doing it now. But like, I still think there's a ton of talent. You're starting to get healthy. The key is, can you just go 500 until some of your guys come back to keep you in it? I'm hoping they do better than that. But like, again, if I almost started a Twitter handle, does Charlie Morton pitch today? And then whether or not it was going to be a smile or someone crying, you'd know which one it was. And thank God he's not in the starting rotation right now. But I did not like what Hyde said. You know, he's going back there and we're not done with him yet. Yeah, I am. Send his ass home.
Charlie Morton's going to be in the bullpen.
I mean, he's still going to be bad out there.
I'm not saying he's not, but I told you earlier in the week, he's going to the bullpen, man. Look,
give him his cash and tell him thank you, and then put somebody else in the bullpen that's a bullpen arm.
Who?
Anyone. Charlie Morton puts 2 guys on every inning. That's all I need to know. I don't need anything else than that.
How you feel about Gibson starting on Sunday?
I'm fine with it. Gibson, look, Gibson, he had 3 spring training starts in what, single A? And then you come in. He had to be tipping something because nobody tees off like that. He's not that type of pitcher. You didn't call up some rookie that just comes out and he's throwing straight fastballs in the
movement.
Middle.
He said he had no movement. No. That was the key. I mean, even if he wasn't he could have been tipping, but I think it was more because he had no movement on the pitch. You can't throw flat fastballs unless you're throwing 100 miles an hour. Unless you're throwing 100.
And by the way, as we said, that was great hitting weather, obviously, that night with the ball that was going to carry.
It works for them.
If you got it in the air, yeah. Well, hey, Gunnar hit one.
They hit 6.
Yeah, but Gunnar's was nice.
My goodness, man.
They hit 6.
They did. Urias last night going deep. We talked about Mountcastle. Urias went deep last night. It just seems like
he never talks about him, man.
He gets big hits, man. That's all he does. All he does, Ed, is get big hits.
Yeah, I know. And that's what's really important. I mean, to get the hits when you need them, clutch hits, big hits, whatever you want to call them. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at a guy like Ramon, and I always feel like, you know, one of those guys that often gets overlooked. And, you know, kind of how you and I were talking about Cedric Mullins. Like, if you look at Mullins and Mountcastle, what's that?
Cedric Mullins, 927 OPS.
Oh, by the way, Kobe Mayo's OPS was 1.4.
Total OPS.
Yeah. Against left-handed pitching. And again, it's a small sample size, but I'll take it, you know. That being said, like when you look at the guys like Cedric Mullins and what he's been doing, you can kind of see like you're kind of hopeful that he and Mountcastle are having conversations about this, Rob, because like you look at you look at Ced and he's killing it in a year where they're talking about moving him. And I just said this to Rob off the air, like having someone like Ced that wants to be here, and I know this is kind of silly to even say it, like I want him to stay here because he wants to be here so bad. We haven't had anybody want to be here, and this guy wants to be here.
Since the guy he replaced.
Yeah.
Adam Jones.
Yep.
As the last guy that wanted to, well, Trey Mancini wanted to be here. Yeah, I can't forget about Trey.
I would have loved to have finished their career here, and I don't know, Ced's playing his ass off right now, man.
He's playing some baseball right now, man. My goodness.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.